Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The second baseman, George Cutshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Beach. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Jones. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herman Pillette. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Herman Pillette. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Riggs Stevenson. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Lou Gisto. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Kovileski. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Stan Kovileski. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gisto scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cobb for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jameson moves to second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Jameson moves to third. Wamsgans moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to home to get Jameson. Wamsgans moves to third. Speaker moves to second. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bassler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman takes first base on ball four. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heilman moves to third. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Herman Pillette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillette strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jameson bunts towards the mound. Pillette fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Pillette covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0 for 1 in the game. Veach hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Cobb moves to third. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Veach. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Veach steals second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heilman hits a line drive towards short. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Jones reaches second base with a double. Cobb scores. Veach scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Jones steals third. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rigney. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Rigney steals second. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0 for 1 in the game. Basler hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pellett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto is 0-for-1 in the game. Gisto hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Herman Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 0-for-1 in the game. Pellett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Cutshaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pellett moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gisto fields it and throws to second for the out. Pellett moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Veach hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson who is chasing the ball. Veach reaches third base with a triple. Pellett scores. Cobb goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Veach scores. It's 6-0, Tigers. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jones is hit by the pitch. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heilman. The throw from O'Neill and he is out, Stevenson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Gardner pinch hits for Stan Kovileski. Luke Sewell pinch runs for Steve O'Neill. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a fly ball towards center. Cobb catches it and throws to second to double up Sewell. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Luke Sewell now catching. Guy Morton now pitching. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-2 in the game. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herman Pillette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pillette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Speaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Speaker scores. It's 6-1. Tigers. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Stevenson moves to second. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb. Wood reaches second base with a double. Stevenson scores. Sewell goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Tigers. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto is 0-for-2 in the game. Gisto hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wood scores. It's 6-4, Tigers. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6. And the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cutshaw takes first base on ball 4. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cobb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cutshaw moves to third. Cobb moves to second. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Veach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cutshaw scores. Cobb moves to third. Veach moves to second. It's 7-4, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heilman strikes out. Two outs. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Red Oldham now pitching. Joe Evans pinch hits for Charlie Jameson. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans strikes out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to second. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Evans now playing left field. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rigney is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-3 in the game. Basler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Oldham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oldham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans misplays the ball. That's an error on Wamsgans. Basler moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-4 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Basler scores. Oldham moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Tigers. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cutshaw bunts towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oldham scores. Blue moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-4, Tigers. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cobb takes first base on ball four. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell strikes out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto is 0-for-3 in the game. Gisto takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heilman moves to third. Fred Haney pinch runs for Bob Jones. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. Heilman scores. Haney moves to second. One out. It's 10-4, Tigers. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bassler hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Haney now playing third base. Stuffy McInnes pinch hits for Guy Morton. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes strikes out. One out. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Evans reaches second base with a double. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans strikes out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Evans scores. It's 10-5, Tigers. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevenson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.